A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today with the news that Manchester United are hopeful of finalising the deal to make Ralf Rangnick their new interim manager, TalkSport understands. What about the Europa League, Goldstein? Yeah. We'll get onto that in a moment. But first, of course, United. And they have offered Rangnick a six-month contract to take charge with a further two-year consultancy deal tagged on the end. Good work if you can get it. Mauricio Pochettino remains the Red Devils' top target in the summer. Cue German football expert Kevin Hatchard with an H.
I rate him very highly. The guy is a football genius. There's no question about that. This was a guy who was very much a pioneer when he was bringing his vision of pressing and counter-pressing and that kind of very quick vertical style. And there's a lot of coaches that have taken a leaf out of his book. Thomas Tuchel is one of those. Their paths crossed very, very early on in Tuchel's coaching career. And had it not been for his time with Rangnick, he may not have taken up coaching in the way that he did. So Jurgen Klopp, I think, has kind of amended some of the ideas for his kind of rock and roll football, heavy metal football ideas, if you like. And this is a guy who basically built the Red Bull football operation from scratch in Leipzig. Yes, I know he's had a lot of money to play with, if you like, but you still have to do it. And that is a very slick operation.
Helps it on to Sancho. This could be 2-0. It is 2-0. Finally, Jadon Sancho has his first Manchester United goal.
Jadon Sancho, I think, will be a real beneficiary of this if it all goes through, because he's a guy that you've got to bear in mind has been in German football, and he's used to learning about pressing triggers. He's used to learning about when to go and press the opponent, when not to. I would think he'd be perfect for the way that Rangnick would want to play.
On now to the evening's Europa League action. Starting with West Ham, beating Rapid Vienna. That result, of course, means nothing to me. just play the audio.
West Ham United already through to the knockout stages of the Europa League. No, they will be going there now as group winners, picking up the victory they needed to secure top spot with relative ease in the Austrian capital.
To have three away games and win two and draw one's been a... And really, the other one we drew, it was an own goal in the last minute as well. So we have to say all great credit to the players for the way they've gone about the job.
Miura 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1 in the fourth minute of four to be added on at the end of this game. Quite astonishing scenes really in Slovenia. Amade Morosa who has got the goal, and it's heartache in Slovenia for Tottenham Hotspur tonight. It's finished Miura 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1.
Come on you Spurs are on it.
Arsenal, Leicester, West Ham, they're going to be worried because Tottenham Hotspur are back now. They're back with a vengeance, with a world-class manager at the helm.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
I must be honest and to tell you that after 3 weeks, 3 weeks and half, I'm starting to understand the situation. I can tell you that the situation is not simple. It's not simple because in this moment, for sure, the level of the Tottenham is not so high. is not so high, and there is an important gap against the top team in England. But this mustn't be scared, because I'm here to work, I'm here to improve the situation in one end, but in other end, I know that we have to work hard.
Conte's at the wheel, Conte's at the wheel.
It was shocking. It was so bad. The players were a disgrace. And I'll have my rant, and then we can have a bit of banter, and we'll have a laugh, but I want to say this. Some of them players don't deserve to wear
names,
a Spurs
names,
shirt.
Names.
Matt Doherty, Davinson Sanchez, Ndombele, Dele Alli, all of them, right? Disgrace. Sessegnon gets sent off after half hour. I've not seen enough of him to even know if he can play or not. But the rest of them were a disgrace. That is a massive game for them.
We're at Kane.
No, look, Kane scored, and he must be standing there thinking, how am I planning this? Why am I planning this game with these players?
Jay, stand up, show some respect. Stand up.
No.
Stand up. Hand on. You really are a Moura fan, aren't you?
I bought a load of my mates over for the Tottenham game in London a few weeks or so back. But we are minnows. We're minnows, and no one thought we'd win.
Good team,
tonight.
Though. I've got to tell you, Ian.
Do you know what? And you're saying we're a good team. If we put this team in England, where would we be? What league?
National League.
I think National League. I think you're right. Every one of our players plays for the team, plays for the badge. Play when they put the shirt on, they play. I watched Tottenham tonight, and you're right. They were an absolute shamble. Dele Alli, I don't know what's gone on with him. What's going on in his head? He's not the player he used to be.
Leicester City 3, Legia Warsaw 1, and Leicester head to Italy in a fortnight to face Napoli on match day 6 in pole position as group leaders.
I was really pleased with the performance. I think tonight was about getting not just the result, but equally as important was the performance. And we were able to play our football that you will recognise in terms of our pressing and a real intense counter-pressing, which was really good. And then I thought throughout the game we looked solid. So really pleased with it overall. And like I say, we're in a great position now getting into the last game.
Rangers have secured second spot in their group, beating Sparta Prague 2-0 in Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's first game.
Very proud of the team, how they reacted after Sunday. And although we only had, you know, two training sessions, I think they did the game plan really well.
Finished by Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2. Celtic hearts are broken at the Bayer Arena as two late goals deny them of a famous first victory in Germany and crucially dumps them out of the Europa League.
On to my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time with Darren Bent and, of course, former Gooner Jack Wilshere. We discussed the Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, claiming he wants Arsene Wenger back at the Emirates, and he's already been in contact, don't you know?
You're listening to Drive on TalkSport with me, former England international midfielder Jack Wilshere, my former teammate over there, Darren Bent, and standing in today for the great Gordon Smart, Andrew Goldstein. But first, guys, what do you think of Arsene Wenger going back to Arsenal?
Arsene Wenger's always in the picture, he's always there. It kind of undermines him a little bit, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because let's say Arteta's at Arsenal for the next 20 years, wins Premier League trophies and all that. Then, yeah, of course, but that's Arsene Wenger's football club. So if he's going to help out Mikel Arteta, of course, maybe give him bits of advice, maybe if he's stuck in terms of maybe, I don't know, who to sign or whatever, then yeah, but do it from a distance.
He obviously is an Arsenal man. He built that training ground. He knows everything that happens there. He's built it into a successful place where winning was the way of life. Like he created that winning mentality. So Mikel would, I read his comments and said he wants him close to him. I think that would be a good move.
I think he would have a great time just seeing the environment that he can create around him when he's around this place, because of the respect, admiration and the love that everybody at the club has for what he's done.
He's Arsenal. You know, I used to think Arsenal, when I was growing up, I used to think Arsenal was called Arsenal because of Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
When anyone, especially in my era, thinks of Arsenal, it's Arsene Wenger. So I think it'd be a good thing to have him back at the club.
And don't forget, Arsenal against Newcastle is live and exclusive on TalkSport on game day. And it's an early kickoff. Now, following the release of Tracy Crouch's fan-led review into football, Wyatt and Jordan were joined in the studio by Aston Villa CEO Christian Perslow. They touched on a number of issues in the review, starting with the call for an independent regulator.
I'm not here to block the government, okay? I had a great conversation with Tracy Crouch in summer. I was honoured to be asked my views. I gave my views. And if I was trying to summarise them for the purpose of this debate, I don't think the problem lies in the Premier League. The solution lies with the Premier League. All Everything right. good in English football sits in the Premier League.
Right.
Can we work with Tracy to try and fix some of the problems further down the pyramid? Of course we can. Do we need to appoint somebody, take a year to find them, give them a name regulator? Probably not. We've got an FA, we've got Rick Parry at the EFL, we've got Richard Masters. These are highly experienced people. They can probably figure it out.
Christian Perslow also was pushed on the subject of the Newcastle takeover, and he admitted it's hard for the Premier League clubs to go against the government's position on Saudi Arabia.
We elect politicians to formulate domestic and foreign policy. The foreign policy of the United Kingdom is that Saudi Arabia is an ally and a significant trading partner, and we do huge amounts of business with them. And I'm sure there have been moments, given some of the stuff that's happened in that country in the last few years, where the government have been slightly embarrassed by that stance, but that is the official foreign policy of this country. So the idea that one private company in football would take a stance at odds with the stance of our government, I think is fanciful. Whether that's a regulator, whether that's the CEO of the Premier League, whether that's a group of Premier Leagues trying to stop it. It's just not the policy of this country.
On to Southampton manager Ralph Hasenhundl. Speaking ahead of their clash with Liverpool this weekend, Ralphie thinks Kloppity Klopp's side aren't the same as when they won the Premier League.
They haven't been that hungry, also against the ball, not that hungry, not that quick in their transition, not that quick in their play, like they are doing it again this season. I don't know what they changed in the summer, but it seems that they found their way of their identity back in the summer, and it makes it very difficult to take something against such a side, but it is not impossible. I've seen teams like a Brighton team taking their points after being two down, but you have to be sure that in 99 of 100 games, if you're two down, you lose this game, and this was a very good performance from Brighton then after being two down. But it's not so easy to take a point there. We have shown against the big teams that we can be a threat, but we can cause them some issues. This is what we did the whole season so far, and we are going there with all the self-confidence we created and with all the effort we need to have.
On now to Alan Brazil, Ali McQuest and Darren Goff discussing the big topic of the week. What is the best chocolate bar?
Never ever been into chocolate whatsoever until this last 2 months. I don't know
what's happened, dearly.
I've no idea, mate. It's just they're in the bedside drawer because I hide them in there, so the kids can't find them. They're not kids; they're adults now. But the problem is when you put it there at 10 o'clock and you're just watching TV and you might be watching something on Netflix. Ali's program on Messi and Ronaldo.
I know. Yeah.
And
what series are you on?
And then you just. Series 4. Nothing's happened yet. He still hasn't made a decision. But, oh, the chocolate orange, mate. Oh, dear me. And they do chocolate orange buttons. Have you seen them?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I used to get these chocolate orange at Christmas.
Biscuits as well, with coffee.
Yeah. Used to be a coffee glass of wine. At bedtime?
It used to be a glass of wine watching a movie. Now it's, oh, yeah, give us another coffee. A decaf.
What? At 10 o'clock at night?
Any of them dark chocolate digestives? Yeah, sling them up here.
Dark chocolate digestive?
Yes.
Out of order.
Yes.
Oh, you can't eat milk.
Oh, no. I'm dark. Oh, dark. Seriously? All day long. Yeah.
He's going healthy, mate.
Yeah, all day long.
I cannot eat a lot of dark chocolate. I'll take a teeny bit of dark chocolate, but I couldn't eat a lot of it.
What's
mate.
Your favourite chocolate bar? Fruit and nut. I love a bit of fruit and
no,
nut.
No, well, wasted that.
What?
Fruit and nut chocolate.
Whole nut's better.
Yeah,
than fruit
whole
nut.
Nut's mine. Whole nut, yeah.
Go.
Whole nut's better.
Nah. Or Galaxy?
Oh, I can't beat a bar of Galaxy, a bar of dairy milk. In the fridge, come out the fridge.
I used to love a Star bar.
I like a crunchy, I love a crunchy, man.
Well then, I've been eating a lot of trouble on.
Or a Lion bar.
Sometimes,
the Lion
if
bar?
I'm in a station, I'll just buy a crunchy for no reason. I like a crunchy.
But your bag is hungry.
I know,
for no reason.
He's bored, isn't it? Yeah, I'll have a crunchy, yeah. I'm bored.
I want to read a book, but I ain't got a book, so I'll have a crunchy.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside the wonderful Darren Pent from 4pm. A quick reminder that on TalkSport 2, exclusive tonight, don't you know, you can hear live commentary of West Brom against Nottingham Forest in the Championship. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do as we build up to game day. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.